This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You kidding me? And there are two new restaurants, too. Buttruckers with the world's best burgers and Bizarre Pizza. You build it, they cook it. Hey, if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Man, the Fitz even has more new promotions, new ways to win even more. I'm telling you, you'll have a rockin' good time. Or should I say a sham rockin' good time? The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
West is this hour's code word. Text the word West, W-E-S-T to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You have up until 2 o'clock for this hour's code word. To get you $1,000, it's radio.com cash. We're doing it every hour, 9 to 5. This hour's code word is West, W-E-S-T. Text West, W-E-S-T, to 72881. Good luck, my friend. We will have another code word for you coming up at 2 o'clock, right before Giannotto and Jeffrey on 92.9.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sales, if you're looking for a new vehicle, head on down. They got a wide selection. They got new cars. They got used cars. They got luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. Whatever kind of car you need, they got you covered on the lot. They got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. They're going to make the car buying process easy. They're going to make the car process experience. They're going to make it fun. And it should be, right? It shouldn't be one that's full of anxiety. It should be a fun time, and it always is, out at Landers Auto Sales. Go see my friends down at Landers. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, landersmemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. All right, so we talked about to start this show. Marcus Mariota has been pulled from the starting lineup for the Tennessee Titans, and now the Titans are going with Ryan Tannehill for the time being. As we know, they gave up a couple draft picks, right, to go get him in the offseason, and it made sense. I don't think at the time.
A fourth and a seventh or something. Like, yeah. It was still picks.
Yeah, I mean.
Especially that fourth. Find players of fourth.
Yeah. I don't think they were doing it at the time because they thought they were going to bench Marcus Mariota in the middle of the year. I thought they were just trying to have a contingency plan for when and if he got hurt, because that was sort of the track record of Marcus Mariota, that, you know, he gets hurt all the time. And so I think that was really the main objective there when they went and acquired Ryan Tannehill. But as it's turned out, you know, I mean, Marcus Mariota, you know, he's healthy. But he's not good. He's not been good this year. You know, he's been very, he's the opposite of prolific.
Very
anemic.
Unsure.
Yeah.
You know, and it's understandable. You've had so many different offensive coordinators. You've had different head coaches. The narrative has been, well, we got to get more weapons in here. So you've seen new faces every year. But at some point, and again, you're talking about year five, they picked up your option on your rookie deal. At some point, you've got to show just some ability to be consistent. Yes, everything is changing around you, but still in the NFL, it's a business league. You still got to produce with all that change,
right?
Or at least, John, look a little bit more sure, or at least a little bit more confident that you're the guy for this job. You figured coming into year five with them having upgraded at the backup position in Tannehill, spent a couple of picks on it, as John said, that that he could see the writing on the wall. They're serious about trying to figure out this year whether you're the guy or not. Just like Dallas had to get serious about it, go get Amari, right, and figure out what it's going to do with Dak because it's pay time now. Mm-hmm. Now you've got to see, do I give this guy $100 million or not? And so if I'm Marcus Mariota, man, the signs are telling me, man, I got to go out, like we've talked about, grab this thing by the throat or at least look like right. I'm trying to. He's looked like anything but that. He's looked unsure and at times has looked like any wannabe or intend to be the quarterback of this thing going forward. I've just the uncertainty from him, I've been a little bit shocked by. Again, even with things changing around him, you figured he knows that I've got to be more productive this year. He's missed some basic throws. You just feel like the confidence is gone.
Well, obviously today he was going to have to face the media because yesterday they announced that they're going to go with Ryan Tannehill against the Chargers. They're going to go with him as the starter, which means that, you know, unless Ryan Tannehill gets hurt, you know, I mean, I don't think this is going to be I guess nothing precludes it from being like Jameis Winston and Ryan Fitzpatrick a couple of years ago, right? Like when they were they announced Ryan and they announced Jameis and they announced Ryan again and they announced Jameis again. But it feels like they've made the move. Marcus Mariota did face the media today, and we have a brief clip on what he had to say. This was from Titans practice a little bit ago.
Expectation was always to be the best player that I can be for this team. And, you know, I, to the day that I die, I believe that I gave it all that I got. And, you know, no matter what, I can learn and grow from this situation. This isn't going to bring me down. This isn't going to, you know, end my career. This is an opportunity for me to grow, and I'm going to make the most of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, he seemed to, you know.
And what, maybe he's done with it. Maybe that's why I see the uncertainty, the sort of the lack of, I'm going to go take this. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Maybe to his – and again, I don't think it's fairness because, again, you wanted this life. You want to be a professional quarterback in the league. You want to be – you know, but maybe the switches, the offensive coordinators, it's literally 5 and 5 years, ain't it? I mean, it's either that or 4 and 5 years. Either way, it's been a ton of them. Maybe he's tired. Maybe his belief in the organization is just like, I need the fresh start. I need to be somewhere because you even hear it in his voice. You know, I feel like I gave everything. I mean, there's no – you know.
Yeah.
There's no – conviction when it comes to you being the guy. He doesn't even feel it now. Oh, I still feel like I'm the guy for this franchise. You don't even hear that. You hear a guy that's almost decided for himself, you know, if I'm going to be a great quarterback in this league, it's not going to be with this organization. I just wonder if there's some of that on his side, and maybe that's why we're not seeing conviction, whether it's, again, what he's saying or in his arm and the way he's throwing these passes. Maybe he's just done.
Maybe that's true. Maybe that is right.
And John, I'm not sure you can get it out of him.
And he wants, you know, he does
somewhere else.
He wants a new, you know, a new scene, a change of scenery, right? Maybe that's.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't too late in this division because then I would look right if they had made the switch earlier to Tannehill, and I'd look right about me saying, you know, the rest of this team looks pretty solid. You know, I look at the offensive weapons. You know, I look at Derrick Henry,
right.
who's got a lot of tread still on them tires, and I'm thinking, man, you know, you could run some pretty good play action with him still and with those receivers now. We like A.J. Brown, like Corey Davis, like what we've seen so far. The addition of Humphreys, the slot guy, like it feels like you've got every piece. Delaney's now not just the only guy, and you've got a defense that we said hadn't allowed more than 20 points all season long. And so you feel like, man, if they could have gotten to Tannehill sooner, maybe they can get – and look, you're only 6 games in. The problem is you're 0-2 in the division.
Yeah.
So I'd like to sit here and say, well, man, I don't think Houston's going to pull off on you. Or the Colts without Andrew Luck, they're sitting at 3-2 now. We don't think they're world beaters. And then, you know, Jacksonville's got Minshew. But it feels like, you know, having lost two already in the division, mm-hmm. you saw a little bit of Tannehill in this past game where he comes in. Yes, he's 13-16, but he's getting sacked 4 times, throws the interception. Doesn't look like a savior. Yeah, you figure it'll be a little bit better this week. He's had time to prepare. But if that offensive line's going to be bad, then you may be leading a bad play. It just feels like it's too late to save the season to me.
Right.
I wish it was not the case because I think they've still got a solid team, but I feel like it may be too late sitting at 0-2 in the division.
All right, so given that, you know, the options for the Titans, right?
Mm, yeah, where do you go now? What do you do?
You know,
don't have to re-sign Mariota. I mean, there is some solace in that.
I mean, that's a silver lining.
Much like,
man,
I say about the Grizzlies, and at least you just know that you're moving on from the past. I mean, there is that little bit of it that whether it's Tanny going forward, and I can't expect that that's the permanent, you know, the permanent solution. I know Mike Tannenbaum thinks it would be a good one for them. I'm not as convinced.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone else, at least you know. You need to be looking forward and turning ahead and away from the Mariota era. At least you know that.
No doubt. That is 100% true. That is 100% true.
Don't put $100 million in that man's pockets.
Yeah. So now, what are your options if you are the Tennessee Titans? You're not going to be in a position where you can draft a surefire QB like Tua, right? There, how many? I mean, are you even sold on Tua? By the way, like, are you sold on him as an NFL QB?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
I'm not going to sit here and overthink that.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's hard. It's hard to identify QBs. You know, you think they have all the tools, and
I want to see him against LSU. I like to see him against the defenses that have NFL caliber talent. And that certainly will be the case when they play LSU.
So
that's the key with him, is seeing him against the good teams, because they, Lord knows, they play enough bad ones.
The options for the Titans are as follows to me. They are to fully stick with Ryan Tannehill for the rest of this season and go into next season with him as your starter.
Because you've spent some picks. I just wonder if that's probably
There's an investment there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there, obviously, you know.
Fourth and a seventh, but still.
You thought he was
years.
A good enough player to give two draft picks up mm-hmm. for. You know, so you obviously have some sort of belief in him. So that's one option, is you stick with him the rest of this season, and then you go into 2020 with him as your starting quarterback. That's one option. I don't love it, but that's certainly one option. Your second option would be to, with you, you know, if you're picking eighth or ninth or whatever, to draft a quarterback like Justin Herbert, or draft a quarterback like Joe Burrow at LSU.
Joe Burrow has worked himself.
It is amazing.
He's earned it though. And Joe Brady's been that good with that offense.
Yeah, don't you think Joe Burrow's earned that conversation though?
He's earned his way into the conversation. I don't know if he ends up a first rounder. We'll see.
That's the second option. Is you draft a quarterback that early and then you put him in.
And you're going to put a rookie quarterback behind this line that we've surely can be better next year, but is it going to be much, you know, is that going to be a fixed thing? You trust that? My whole point is that you go that rookie route, as John's talking about, draft a guy. Well, that seems like it's putting off the sort of win. Now, here's the deal. You can draft a rookie, keep Tanny, right, and kind of work that and let Tanny be the bridge and hope that, as I'm saying, being good at those other spots gets you to the playoffs, and then your rookie quarterback's learning under Tanny and watching him go to the playoffs, all that. But Tannehill's never been that guy either. He's thrown for over 4,000 yards a couple times down at Miami. I've told you, he's a system guy, dink and dunk, converted wide receiver, former athlete. But I just don't know if he can win at a high enough level to get you to those playoffs the next couple of years. You're certainly not going to win a Super Bowl with him.
So, you know, listen, what I would do, and because it's just what I believe, and I know that everybody's different, but I would draft a QB. I would spend a premium pick, and I would draft a QB, because I don't think Ryan Tannehill is going to be good enough to lead me to anywhere.
The problem is, if you got 7 wins, like, is that QB that's worth it going to be there where you pick?
You'd have to reach. You know, you'd have to reach. But again, like, if you cannot identify a quarterback that you like in next year's draft, because you're picking whatever, you know, 14th, 15th, and you just don't feel like there's a quarterback there who's good enough, I guess maybe you can wait, but that's tricky. You know, it's always tricky to wait for quarterbacks, because you can just wander through the wilderness without QBs, man. Like, and it can take forever to get back. I mean, look what Miami's going through right now, you know. I mean, they stuck with Ryan Tannehill for too long, and here we are. Because I just don't believe that he is going to perform well enough. Like, I don't think we go into next season with Ryan. I mean, there'll be a quarterback battle there. You know what I mean? Like, I think they draft the quarterback high, and I think there will be a quarterback. Maybe Ryan Tannehill ends up winning out, mm-hmm. you know, because it's just that, you know, Paxton Lynch couldn't win the job when he got drafted to Denver. He lost out to Trevor Siemian. And Aaron Rodgers, there wasn't a quarterback battle. He just sat. You know, he sat. You know, so I don't know exactly what the plan will be there, but I would draft a quarterback like one of those guys we talked about. Another option. And I don't know, it might be a fantasy, right? It may be a total fantasy. I did read a piece from Bleacher Report about it. But if Cam Newton is available, right? If Cam Newton is made available by Kyle Allen is having an unbelievable run as the quarterback.
Two more years on the contract, but they can move off of him this year if they want to. You're saying, why not trade him?
Well, that's a conversation that's at least being had, mm-hmm. you know. And I think if you're the Carolina Panthers, look, man, look at what Kyle Allen is doing for you right now. You have not lost a game yet. And Cam Newton's the better quarterback.
They seem pretty aligned that they think, you know, the last time Cam was healthy, they
right.
can win with him.
Yes.
It was the first half of last season.
Yes. That's what,
you know, that, what was he, 6-2? I know it went ugly. It got ugly once he – but they seem to feel, at least right now, that he's the better option. I'm sort of with you. I think Cam, where he is and where his body is from a career standpoint,
yep.
that the only way is down for him.
No doubt.
That it's only going to get worse.
He can't – like, he's just – he's
his throw – he can't make the throws anymore. And whether you want to blame that on his shoulder that's been, you know, reconstructed or whatever it is, or his ankle, and he can't plant right now, and that's what's hurt this year, either way. I mean, if Cam can't hit a pass, if he's not the same guy physically in terms of the run and buying extra time, I mean, can he still, you know, be a guy that leads you to the Super Bowl? I'm not sure he can.
He's not going to play that way anymore. Like, he might get healthy.
He's taking, it feels like taking too much punishment to play that way.
But, yeah, like, you know, he's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to adjust if he already hasn't. But that could be, you know, that could be one option is if you feel like you're close enough with your defense, which, you know, again, I could make and see that argument. If you feel like you're close in that division with your defense, and if you feel like with A.J. Brown, you know, and with Derrick Henry back there and Corey Davis, if you feel like, you know, you're close at all, I could justify spending but you'd have to spend a premium pick on Cam Newton, though. I mean, it'd have to be your first rounder. You know, it's so non-Titans to do that. It would be such a non-Titans move, the opposite, really, of what the Titans would do. But I would consider it. I would consider giving up a first-round pick for Cam Newton if I really feel like I'm close.
Well, if they're considering it, my Bears should consider it, too.
Yes, they should. Your Bears should consider it.
The scenario you're laying out in terms of teams that are close, I mean, the Titans have a good defense. You feel like the Bears have got a Super Bowl-caliber type defense. When it's
– Right, when Khalil's on
not
the field.
Not to lie to you. The loss of Akeem Hicks up front.
Yeah.
That's clearly why y'all ran the ball all
over. I wasn't
over
able
us,
to sleep
and
last
he's on
night
IR. Stop. But to your point about us being close and feeling like if you could get competency there at that position,
yep,
it might be the thing that puts you over the top. I'd sniff it and see what they want. If they want first rounder, I don't think I can mess with it.
Right.
But I guess that's what you're going to command for a guy like at this point in his career.
Okay,
can
so
you
what,
still
a second
expect
round?
To get that?
Second rounder?
I'm going to shoot a second. We'll see what you do, Carolina Panthers. But, yeah, I'm not shooting you a first for him.
Well, yeah. Obviously.
I mean, you're talking about a guy that's got 2 more years on his contract. Y'all are the ones that have got to make the big decision.
Yeah.
He's got it. I mean, he's got money coming. He's got, what, it's $2 million off, you know, in terms of dead money if you want to get rid of him after this year. They're the ones that have got to make the decision. I'm not sure if I'm throwing a first round or my first option.
So what's the
try to get him as low as I can go.
So what's the best option for the Titans? What's the best way forward?
Probably draft a QB if you can find one next year that you like. You're not going to be drafting, I don't think, top 8. I don't think top 10, possibly, because you're going to be right there in middle ground, which is purgatory, quite frankly, when it comes to the draft. And, you know, it'll be 12 or, you know, 11 or 15 or something like that. Probably won't get as high as 15. Mm-hmm. But somewhere in there. And so you're not talking about a Tua. Maybe right. You are. Maybe a Herbert is there.
It's yeah.
Maybe that's
I saw
where
one mock draft. That
maybe that's where
Herbert
goes.
Going number two, though. I mean,
that's what I thought. I thought Herbert seems like top 5.
Well, people pay for quarterbacks. They overpay for quarterbacks.
Absolutely,
you know?
They do. But maybe Burrow by that time is a first round draft pick, and maybe that's the guy that's there. But to your point, you keep Tannehill, right? You're not throwing a rookie quarterback out there next year behind this line that I don't think can be fixed with just a couple of acquisitions here.
Mm-hmm.
You'll keep Tannehill as the bridge. And you'll go get your rookie quarterback if you like, and if you see one you like in this upcoming draft. I think that's the best plan, because again, that way at least you give yourself some chance with Tannehill to win right now, right? To win right now, it feels like it might be too late this year, but next year, yeah, give you a chance with the guy who's had a couple of 4,000-yard passing seasons.
No doubt. You know. Marcus Mariota is a really good backup quarterback, though. Like, I think he might actually take the crown of best backup quarterback from your boy Chase Daniel. I think he now is the best.
You don't think an NFL team next year is going to have him as its starter?
No chance. Absolutely no chance. No chance. I think
somebody will kick the tires on him again, like in a short deal.
No, I think.
Is everybody that set at quarterback in this league?
I think the Tigers basketball team has a better chance finishing 5th in the American than Marcus Mariota does starting on an NFL team next year to start the season. Yes, he is not.
One of these teams will give him a chance.
Who?
I'll tell you this, right? I'll tell you what ain't getting better for somebody who needs to hang it up and go replace him.
Who?
He's your fantasy quarterback. And all he's doing is taking beatings every – it's done.
Matt Ryan?
Career over.
Dude, throw for 400 yards a game.
And where's it getting him? A beating every week.
Oh, so you want me to I run the Atlanta Falcons, okay? And you want me?
No, I'm telling Matt Ryan should give it. Not Atlanta Falcons need to make a move. Matt Ryan should stop.
You want me to slice that in half to bring in this dude who throws for 180 yards a game and 2 picks? No, thanks.
My point, how much longer do you think Matt Ryan's got in the league?
You want me to hurry him out the door for Marcus Mariota?
I'm not asking the Atlanta Falcons to go get Marcus Mariota. I'm saying you're going to need him when Matt Ryan retires on you early.
Man,
because it ain't nothing to play for there anymore.
You know how, like in Madden, your third string quarterback is always the punter. I would rather go with the punter than Marcus Mariota to start my season.
Dude, I I don't know why you seem to think Matt Ryan is still MVP caliber.
Marcus Mariota is not going to start for the Atlanta Falcons next year.
We're going to – My point is will be some desperate team that will kick the tires on him and start him. There absolutely will. There ain't 30 good quarterbacks in this league, bro.
There aren't.
No, there aren't.
But I don't think Marcus Mariota is a top 30 quarterback in this league or a top 32 quarterback in this league or a top 40 quarterback in this league. I mean, I think Devlin Hodges is a better quarterback than Marcus Mariota. Dude, the duck caller.
The Jets just started Falk.
Yes.
And then cut him after Sam Darnold was healthy.
Yeah, but they got Sam Darnold,
I realize that, but my point is they just started someone who's no longer on an NFL team is my point.
Marcus Mariota.
There aren't a lot of good quarterbacks walking around here, and I'm not telling you Mariota is one,
yes.
But I'm telling you he could probably make the top. You're talking about a guy who was selected, John, first in the draft. You understand? I mean, you're saying no other team's going to give him a shot? Please. The NFL's a recycle league. Just like they recycle coaches, somebody will give him a shot. Now, it probably won't be Atlanta. I'm looking around at situations where might be some teams that are in some panic. And dude should absolutely step down, though.
Marcus Mariota.
Matt Ryan's done. Super Bowl's window's closed.
Marcus Mariota is the Samoan Trevor Siemian. He will not start for an NFL team next season. Not to start
He could be starting for the Broncos next year.
Over Flacco.
He hadn't looked good.
Will you put some respect on Flacco's name, please?
I did to start this season. They're 2-4. They've won two, but they should be better than that.
If Flacco can throw the ball 45 yards down the field.
Oh, dude. Don't get a rush on Flacco because he's quitting. Stop. He don't want to take another lick.
Anyway.
He should hang it up, too. That good dude don't want to take no more hits.
Hey, will you take him on the Bears? He can start for the Bears?
Y'all need
a quarterback.
My point is Marcus Mariota going to have a good chance of starting on somebody's team because there are not 30 good quarterbacks in the league. He's proven he's not a good quarterback right now. He does not look good whatsoever. He looks terrible.
He will be on a roster.
Better than half the stuff that are on rosters right now.
He will be on a roster, but he will not start. He will not start. At any rate, it will be interesting to see sort of what path his career takes from here and how long he's –
How much longer do you think Rivers got?
I hope Mariota
goes – He should hang it up too.
Hey, I hope the Chargers start Marcus Mariota because we're in their division. Please let them start him. That would be a great development. Anyway,
it'll be somewhere
we will come back. Anthony Sain going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, about Ja, Jaren, LeBron, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, so you guys might remember earlier in the year we had the Jason and John Checking Olympics. Well, we are taking the show to the Bluff. We're going to have Jason and John checking November 22nd, and we need you.
Oh, welcome to Moe's Looking Ass.
That's right. It will be historic, so we need all checkers, all Memphis checkers, all of you all to apply. If you are ready, if you are the best, apply 929ESPN.com and bring it to the table to the Bluff on November 22nd.
Bring it!
Hi, this is Troy Five-Ash, owner of Five-Ash Roofing. As most of you know, I don't have a history of bragging or boasting that Five-Ash Roofing is the best roofer in the Memphis area. But did you know we are the only diamond-level roofing professional in the area? We are one of very few local roofing companies that have been in business for 20 years. We've never had a justified claim against us. We are locally owned and family-operated. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingles. We're experts in insurance claim. We do residential and commercial work. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tigers home team. We support local youth sports and St. Jude's. We have worked with churches and veteran services to help those in need by providing services at a deep discount or even for free. We are currently working with Young Life to give them a free roof on the historic log cabin in Germantown. Five Ash Roofing. Fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing is what you do.
Hey, I'm Archie, a Pep Boys service tech. You know, wet leaves and slick roads can cause your tires to slip, so you need tread with good grip. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month at Pep Boys and get quality tires with good traction.
Now at Pep Boys, buy three Kumho KU22 tires, get the fourth free, and $50 back by manufacturer mail-in rebate. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Four tire installation required. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
In just a few short seconds, Igor, my creation will be alive.
Yes, master.
It's alive. It's alive. Okay, quick, Igor. Open the door.
Okay. It's not working.
Igor, get the door open. He's going to destroy the lab. Igor, call DoorPro.
I should have gotten monster insurance. Garage door getting a little creepy? Call DoorPro. Thousands of doors in stock with same-day service available. Call 901-DOORPRO. 901-366-7776 or DoorProInc.com.
If you love to play golf but hate the expense of each round, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that iRing Golf and Country Club has a deal for you. Their low-cost memberships come with unlimited championship course play and access to the driving range, pool, and fitness center. It's fun for the entire family. Just sign in and you sit. And if you're 35 or under, you can take advantage of the junior executive offer that's only $140 a month. And if you join now, it's only $100 a month from now until December for any membership, limited membership excluded. That's at iRing Golf and Country Club because you deserve the country club lifestyle, located off Hex Cross near Shelby Drive, online, iRingGolfCC.com.
O'Reilly. Prepare your vehicle for the weather ahead during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on batteries and accessories. Plus, save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $28.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe, Skechers Slip-Ons. Skechers Slip-Ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers Slip-Ons are the most comfortable, easy-to-wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with Air-Cooled Memory Foam today. Skechers, comfort included.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wayne Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Anthony Sane writes about the Grizzlies for the Memphis Fly. He joins us now.
Now, it's Anthony Sane. Anthony Sane covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer and is co-host of the Outsiders podcast on 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
Brother Sane, what's going on?
Hey, what it do, bro? You know what it is.
Are you feeling good about these 2-1 Grizzlies?
Am I feeling good about
2-1 Grizzlies?
2-1 Grizzlies.
The NBA's counting those 2 wins, John.
That's relative. Depends on what you mean by feeling good. Like, as far as, like, win-loss results, like.
Based on what you've seen so far, over or under on the Grizzlies' 26.5 wins.
Oh, that's going to be a under. And but I'm cool with that, though. Like, I don't.
Yikes.
We are, too. Yeah, we are, too. But I wanted because it was buzzing a little bit. I think some people wanted to go over there.
By the way, that's easy to say in October, though. That I'm, you know what I mean? Like, it's cool. It's easy to say that I'm cool with under 26.5 in October. Then when February rolls around, you're like, damn.
Right.
It's Tuesday. It's cold. Because I got tickets, but.
It's a true rebuild. So yeah, a lot of people got to be, you know, cut out for that.
It felt like Charlotte, even if you were expecting it, was a little bit of a dose of reality of how long a road this could be in terms of the comeback. Because that's a young Charlotte team that ain't got much to claim right now. A lot of young players just trying to figure things out, too. And what, they clobbered you by 21. Did you go away from that discouraged or still encouraged by what you saw individually from some guys?
As far as we talked about this in our latest podcast, too, the other day. We just kind of wonder how long it will be before Taylor Jenkins really gets taken a look at. Because I kind of have a feeling like he's going to have like an ultimate pass this year.
Oh, absolutely. You clearly see it.
But he's going to have to – there are some things that – I mean, we've seen this before, though. Like with every coach, whether it was Fizdale, whether it was Bickerstaff, there's always situations where it seemed like, okay, man, you're just making this harder than it has to be. You know what I mean? And last game, Jaren was horrendous. Jaren was terrible in the last game.
Yeah.
And but really every game, even the games he was productive in, Jaren doesn't look comfortable. He doesn't look like he really.
Interesting.
And I think it's a couple things going on. I think it's two factors in play. I think number one is Jaren has to be on the court with the true big. Even though Jaren is 7 feet tall, all these things, he has to be on the court with another true big.
I don't disagree with
that. He's not a center. Mm-hmm. And we've never seen Jaren without either a Marcus All or a Jonas Valanciunas.
Is he beside him?
Because when there was a trade, I don't think Jaren played during that time. I think he might have already been hurt or he was out for another injury.
Right, timing-wise, yeah.
And then he got hurt. Like, we never really saw Jaren we never saw Jaren as a starting center for the Memphis Grizzlies mm-hmm. before. And with him playing center, he has to have – it just doesn't work. He's got to be – and in Taylor Jenkins' offense, the way he uses the center in his offense, Jaren just doesn't look right at all. So he's going to have – and the question is, not only does he have to have a center, the question now is, does he have to have a top-10 NBA-caliber center next to him, whether it be Marcus Hall or Jonas, who he's got on the team. So that's one factor that I'm looking at. And also, Taylor Jenkins just isn't posting Jaren. And I think he might need to start posting Jaren. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to discourage what he's doing. I understand you're playing fast and want to get up threes and all those type of things. But if you got a guy who's as talented as Jaren, he's just kind of floating around and he's shooting threes, and which is fine. Which is that's good that Jaren does.
He's clearly got a green light on that, but you gotta
mix it up. It's just like if you got if you got a good passing game in football and a great running game too, that doesn't mean you just abandon the run. You still gotta let your running backs run the ball. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think you have to mix it up with Jaren and let him post it up a little bit more and just kind of let him do Jaren things. And I think he's desperately waiting for JV to come back as well.
Mm. So you think that will complement his game?
I think you'll see a whole nother.
Oh, he's so much more comfortable. Yeah, he's a big beside.
And JV just in the way, I hate comparing people to Zach Randolph because people do it with literally anybody that ever plays for the Grizzlies, just halfway decent and big.
Right.
But if you look at JV, if you think back to when the Grizzlies were rebuilding and you got Z-Bo here. Z-Bo covered a multitude of sins for the Grizzlies mm-hmm. on those old teams.
Yes, he did.
Whether it was the Rudy Gay mid-range jump shots that were missing and Z-Bo would grab it and he put it back in, or Mike Conley could get to the basket but just couldn't finish at the basket,
mm-hmm.
Z-Bo would grab it, put it in. You know, Mark would take a game off. Z-Bo would take over. When JV gets here, he, in theory, will clean up a lot of things for the Grizzlies, and they won't look as bad as they've looked during certain moments during the preseason. But I still think they're going to be a bad team, but I think they're going to be a dramatically different team when JB is back.
This is why I said they should re-sign. I mean, for those of us, they did it, but for those of us that were in that camp, this is why you want to bring back Jonas. Number one is because Jaren's not ready to mm-hmm. be that guy by himself. Even if you think eventually he is going to be a mm-hmm. center, which you and I don't, mm-hmm. but he's not even ready for that right now. So,
no.
But on a short deal that made sense for the Grizzlies mm-hmm. and at the right number, this is why you had to bring JB back. And you know, I expect it to look better with him because I expect Jaren to be more comfortable.
Right.
But the question is, and you just laid it out, is whether that's what he is always going to be needing, that big guy, or mm-hmm. if he's a true center. I you know where I lean.
And see, I was 1,000,000% wrong because I didn't want JB back at all. I was like,
you were on the other side of this.
I was like, just go get a dude that's going to rebound, you know, give the ball to Jaren, give the ball to Ja. Like, don't waste
this
money.
This is big for his development.
Yeah, I'm wrong.
It ain't just about that,
yeah,
right.
I was wrong. They definitely need – I think Jaren has to have a high-caliber center next to him for him to be Jaren. I don't think he's there yet. That doesn't mean that Jaren's not a great player, but we're seeing now that when Jaren's in the five, especially in Taylor Jenkins' offense,
right,
playing five out, where bigs are just kind of decoys more than anything. We're just getting out of the way.
Yeah,
he floats.
They were just floating.
Yeah, he just wants the bigs to, you know, get rebounds and uh-huh. things like that. And that's not Jaren's game. He's got to be more involved in the offense. And he's going to have to post up Jaren. He's going to have to simplify things and kind of, you know, detour away from what he wants to do with his offense. He's not going to look anywhere any different than Fizdale, any different than Bickerstaff. It's being a coach who doesn't know what to do with the team.
So what do you think attendance is going to look like?
Oh, it'll be bad. And Tiger basketball is not going to help it. I mean, but one thing I talked about this in a group chat I was in too, as far as attendance goes and as far as the Grizzlies go in comparison to the Tigers. The Tigers are going to help the Grizzlies because there won't be as much outrage, like if they're terrible.
No doubt.
People really won't care.
Yep.
They also won't care as far as going to the games. But like I said, there'll be excitement. There'll be times where they look incredible, and there'll be times where they look horrible. But, you know, attendance is just, it's going to be what it is. It's not going to be good at all.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. You know, but it's still, you know, you still have to choose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the thing about Memphis is that there's only so far. Your entertainment dollar only goes so mm-hmm. far, right? And you still have to choose, you know, between if it's a Tuesday night, you got the Grizzlies. On a Wednesday night, you got the Tigers. Like, you're not going to be in the FedEx Forum, you know,
right,
5 days a week if you have a family. Like, that's just not, you know. So, but I also don't think, you know, and I know these two get compared. I don't necessarily think that Grizzlies fans and Tigers fans are the same people.
There's different people.
You know,
sometimes there's a lot of people in Memphis, and the FedEx Forum only fills up, what, 18,000. So
mm-hmm.
is you clearly we can clearly pack it out with people for both of them. I think especially if Memphis is a great basketball city, it's a great sports town in general. But if it's popping, man, people will find a way to fill it up for both.
I've been curious to ask you about this since last week. We had on Ryan McDonough, the former Phoenix Suns general manager. Mm-hmm. We were asking him about one of his former draft picks, Josh Jackson, who he still has high hopes for, clearly. Mm-hmm. But he made the point from what and this was him basically paraphrasing, but hey, from the way I see that they're kind of dealing with him, starting him down the G League, this looks like they're preparing to move him or trying to get some. Do you think that's the strategy?
All right, I'll plant my flag sternly on this. I don't really care what people say. I'm probably the only local media member who has this take as far as Jackson is concerned. I don't understand what they're doing with him. Like, I don't agree with them.
That was his point.
Right, I don't agree with them sending him to
the hustle.
I don't understand it. Like, here's the thing. If you don't think he's going to – if he's done something to the point where you don't think he's going to do well or you don't think he's going to fit well, get rid of him.
Do it now. Just get rid of him.
Like, and Josh Jackson, his reputation is really so bad that there's a reason why the Grizzlies were able to acquire him so easily. Just if you don't want the man, get rid of him and allow him to catch on with another team, or trade him for a second round pick, or do whatever you're doing. But when you're taking him and you're putting him with the hustle, when the hustle's training camp doesn't start until the NBA season has already started,
right?
He doesn't have an opportunity to prove anything, and he doesn't have an opportunity to prove himself to get, you know, the team option.
This is weird.
It's just weird.
This is really weird.
It's like,
man. What's?
It's almost like you're. Yeah. It's almost like you're almost like demeaning him. Like you're saying, like, okay, we don't even care enough to you to even bring you to.
Which would indicate to me he's done something since he got here.
But what has he done? Is he pinching
That's
babies?
That's what I'm asking.
Is he licking ice cream? What is he doing?
Not enough to make the newspapers or news.
It's like, and I understand all that, but I'm not saying like he should be. I mean, just. Bring him to camp and let him prove it. I'm going to tell you what I think it is, bro. I'm going to tell you my theory, and it might be 100% wrong.
He has crossed them or something.
I think that the Grizzlies know that Josh Jackson has issues.
Like, well, we knew that. Right.
With that being said, I think what they're doing, they know that if he comes to camp, he's going to look good. Like, he's going to look like he needs to be on the court. And if you play him in preseason, he's going to look like he needs to be playing. I don't think the Grizzlies are ready to deal with now the thing of, okay, plays Josh Jackson. But good old Anthony saying you're going to see the free Josh Jackson hashtags on Twitter because it doesn't make any sense, man. Like, when I'm watching the game.
I mean, it's a top five. You're top five.
Right, I'm watching, like, the game.
You want to see if there's anything there.
And you've got Josh, you got Jaren, you got Ja. They're running the court, and they're kicking it out to whoever. You know what I mean? I mean, it needs to be another guy. We're not in a place where athleticism is a luxury. And yes, Josh Jackson's a knucklehead. Yes, he can't shoot. Yes, he can't this. But if you put Josh Jackson on this team, he's one of the most athletic players on the team day one, walking in the gym.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most talented players on the team walking in the gym. He's more athletic than Dylan Brooks. He's probably a better player than Dylan Brooks. What are we doing, man? Just put the man – let the man come to camp.
I'm with you.
And if he works out where he works out, if he don't, he don't. Why are they being weird
about it?
Where
you have to lose.
And the Grizzlies have done too much this summer to just – this is just weird. And there are people who are knocking us about the Iguodala thing. I get the Iguodala stuff, but the Josh
Me
Jackson
too.
Stuff
this
is just
one.
Weird.
Right.
Just to make any sense. Like, if you don't want them, just cut them. Like, why have them go through that? It's almost like you're demeaning the man. You know what I mean? It's just to make any sense at all.
Did you know his mom's name was Apples?
No. Y'all gonna hold that against that man?
I'm not holding it against him. I'm just saying, have you ever heard of somebody with the name Apple?
It was kind of.
I found out the other day that his baby is by like a 40-something-year-old.
Yeah, mom. You just found out?
Yeah. I didn't know that. I knew she was 40-something. I didn't know she was white.
I mean, yeah. I just
can't get over the fact that his mom's name was like, you know what I mean? Apples.
What if the baby mama's name is Peaches?
And Cream. That's her middle name. Peaches and Cream. That's Josh Jackson's baby mama.
The weirdness of this makes me believe, again, you didn't bring him in here at all, right? You know his history. You know the decisions he's made off of. So you bring him. That's what leads me to believe that something else has occurred since he's been here in terms of whether he had follow through on this, do this, you hadn't done this, whatever.
But just wave him. Like, why?
So
why
we're treating you like this because you haven't carried yourself like a professional is what it feels like to me. Otherwise, why would you punish him for what he's already done?
What is sending him
on Phoenix's watch?
What is sending him to the hustle remedy for that? Like, I mean, what does that do? Like, what? I mean, if you don't want him, just get rid of the dude. Like, it's I don't know. It's just weird to me. Like,
that's why I wonder if McDonough's right. They put him down the hustle. He shines down there. Somebody calls you and says, hey, I'm offering you a second rounder for him.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't.
And
I
then you haven't brought him around your team to, if you think he's going to be some poison, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the plan. I'm trying to figure it out here on the fly. Because it feels, I mean, you have his former general manager on.
Yeah,
it's like,
he
thinks it's weird
thing.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I tell you something else weird?
It's super weird. What's up?
I was at Chick-fil-A last week before the last game.
Yeah.
Not the game they lost, but the one before that.
Chick-fil-A on Union?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like 4:30, and like John Morant was in there, and the game was at 7.
4:30 before the game. John Morant was
100%
in
there. John Morant.
He's 19, you know.
And I thought I was tripping at first because John Morant looks like a teenager. He looks like a typical.
Yeah, his body, right.
Yeah, like his hair is
so lean.
You know, he just looks like a regular dude.
Right,
you know,
right.
He looks like a lot of kids you see in the street.
Wait, 4:30 games at 7.
4:30 games at 7.
But they have a layout of food down there.
That's what I was thinking too,
bro.
I had to process it for a minute.
When you need Chick-fil-A, dog, you got to get Chick-fil-A. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, it was funny, though, man.
Okay, I wanted to run this by you, Anthony, because obviously the NBA in China has been a huge story this week. There was a story by Dave McMiniman over at ESPN. Where he talks to an NBA China employee, and that NBA China employee says this, if that was tweeted by the Grizzlies GM or Phoenix, it wouldn't have caused the same impact. Do you buy that? Like, do you think if Jason Wexler tweeted that same picture, what do you think would happen?
I think the fact that Houston's owner came out and spoke against Morey, I think that shined a lot of light on it, and then it just kind of took off.
Well, you know, too, they're Team Houston and have been since Yao.
Right.
So it does.
No doubt.
That's part of it. It's like their national team over there, the Rockets.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
So it would absolutely be different if it was the Grizz, you know, in this case, Kleiman or Wexler or whoever you want to tweet.
I'm kind of disconnected from the whole thing. I don't really
– But we did draft Wang.
Yeah, we did draft Big Wang over there.
Is he still with the organization? Like,
I don't know.
You know who we're talking about, Jay?
Hold up. You like LeBron? You ain't saying no more on this topic?
It's like
nah, he don't want to talk about
it. Yeah, I'm not, like, here to defend LeBron or anything, but weren't the Lakers, like, actually in China?
Yeah, playing the Nets.
Because when I heard LeBron's comments, I was like, well, maybe he was, like, saying it because he's, like, over there. Like, okay, dude, what are these people, like,
well, that's what he, when he backtracked it, that's what he said. Is that,
okay, because I'm not really paying attention to it.
He didn't speak
really
on it until he got back.
Okay.
He didn't speak on the issue until he got back into America.
Okay, because I would have been like felt kind of like spooked if I was over there, like after those comments. I thought that's where he was coming
from. McMiniman's story kind of leads you to some of it is you know when LeBron said the league and the team had a tough week, they're in the hotel room and they're watching these pictures of themselves get taken down off these buildings. And his point is that they started to feel a little bit.
I'd have been kind of scared.
Your point.
Yeah. I'm not defending LeBron because, to be honest, I don't know enough about the situation in China. I don't know nothing about the situation in Memphis as far as politics goes. So I can't tell you what's going on in China at all. But it's just, I think that if it happened in Memphis, it still would have been big, but not as big as Morey because it's, you know, like the Houston connection or whatever.
It seems like LeBron wants Morey's head.
I just want somebody to talk about China and what they did to Yao Ming. Somebody need to speak out on that.
Like, bro, it's what Yao Ming in China are doing to us.
Yeah, I'm talking about
the tables have turned.
I'm talking about how they, you know, shot him up with all the
made him like Drago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I get that. But now Yao is like turned on us. He's turned on America. He's like, y'all not gonna come over here and dictate, you know, what we're doing over here.
You gotta send Dennis Rodman back over there, man.
No, don't do that. Somebody tweeted and said they believe that Ja was doing some rookie hazing acts, but we don't do that in 2019.
Oh.
We don't do the rookie hazing.
You think he was like getting lunch for somebody else or something?
Yeah, but I don't know because I don't think we do the rookie hazing thing. I think we live in a. I mean, I just read a story where, you know, freaking somebody was saying we need to cancel the Star Wars stormtrooper costume.
Why is it?
Because it represents the German troops from World War I, according to them. So that's what I'm saying. We live in such a sensitive ass society. It's ridiculous.
Let me ask y'all something. If I invite you real quick on this, if I invite y'all to my home for dinner.
Yeah.
And you come over, both of y'all, and you come over to my house, and you see CJ, my son, a five-year-old, in the corner, in a cage, right? And he's drinking out of a water bowl, right? You're going to have dinner with me, and you're going to leave out of there and not say nothing? You're not going to tell anybody? You're not going to call child services or do nothing? You're just going to be like, well, that's the way Jason lives.
No, I'm going to do
all that above. I'm Jason's co-host, and I like the way that's going, so I don't want – and
I would have to confront you.
That's the way he conducts – that's how he does business at home. I guess I'm going to roll with that. I mean, y'all going to walk out of there and let little CJ be living like – you know what I'm saying? And not say nothing?
I would say, hey, Jason, man,
can I get a minute? Hey, why is CJ in a cage? Yeah. That, I mean, like, that would be the first step.
Uh-huh. And if I just went in, if I was crazy about
like,
that, right?
Like, what would you say?
So you'd want to understand.
CJ in the cage?
You want to understand why I run my household the way I do. You want to talk to me. But what if I say, well, this is the way I do things. When y'all leave, you're not going to go tell somebody?
I would,
you're not going to go call child services would, and try to save my son or something?
CJ is Gabe's homie, so surely I'm a.
Thank you, brother. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's Gabe's best. He's Gabe's friend. Maybe even best friend.
Even if you didn't know the kid, right?
Do you see the point I'm making? Like, you're just going to be able to be quiet about that because you have so much respect for me in my home, you know what I'm saying? After you see a kid getting,
what are you sort of?
I'm trying to see where you're going.
Where are you putting this side by side?
This is China. When you leave China, you gonna shut up about it? When you know what's going on over there, this is my point. Mm-hmm. You gonna be quiet? You gonna shut up about it? You gonna tell people no? What the way? That's the wrong way to be living.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
But LeBron, the difference is
China's giving you a check.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, LeBron did not speak out against China.
The difference is, and so I could be giving y'all a check and saying y'all be quiet about CJ, but would that be the right thing to do?
How much money? I'm just kidding. That's different. I mean,
you're gonna let CJ get abused? No, you're not.
No,
because you're a better person than that. And that's not my point. I'm not saying LeBron should be the one or anybody should be the face of this. But that's my point about this silence here.
Well, everybody
when you know
the,
something.
The NBA has
said that with Clay
this,
yesterday.
I mean,
the entire NBA. I've said that yesterday.
Yeah, like
but
I mean,
y'all just gonna leave my house and not tell nobody or not go try to, you know. Say that this is wrong.
In this case, Daryl Morey.
You talk to me,
Daryl Morey
out I'm
was
crazy.
The guy that was saying something. He was the guy that went to dinner at your house and he tweeted free CJ.
And he took it down.
Yeah, but
why? Because of the dollar, he took it down.
Because the NBA
said we got
to
be quiet about this.
Yes.
We can't get into this.
The NBA
let him run
to
his house the way that's the way he runs his house.
Yes.
Even though you know, the kid's getting mistreated.
But see, I would not just stand idly by and let you run your household like that because a kid does not need to be in a cage.
Again, that'd be silver trying to tell China how to run their country. You can't do that. Right, you can try to talk to me about that, but I can tell you I'm not going to change. So that's now it's on you. Do you go out and tell the world, or do you just stay shut up and you keep coming with me to come here and do the show?
Thankfully, we have laws in this country that prevent you from keeping your child in a cage.
100%.
You know, so
my point is that I think you all would do something.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd either say something, you'd do something, you come back and save CJ. Maybe you'd come in like Santa Claus and try to steal him out of there.
Yes.
You understand? My point is that you two, Jim, would do something because y'all are good people.
Yes. Please don't put CJ. Get him out of that cage.
Don't put him in the cage, man.
Get him out.
I don't know what Gabe would do if he
it's
saw
an
CJ
analogy,
in the cage.
It's called an analogy.
CJ's been getting sideways with Jason because he's been coming home in the red.
Yeah, and so, I got the belt every day, y'all. They know the story.
Every day? You didn't say that.
So you got child services right outside the door now.
No, you got child services right outside the door, not me. Anyway.
He must have to move his clip. CJ must have to move his clip a lot when he's at school.
He is falling in. He's five, and he's falling in with the wrong group of friends.
I understand.
Yeah, we got to get him.
Yeah, get him out the cage, bro.
That's the first step, brother, and then we can go from there. Get him out of the cage. Appreciate you coming in, Anthony, as always.
Always a pleasure, brother.
We will come back on this thing up. Jason and John on Detroit FM, ESPN.
Radio.com Cash is coming up at 2 p.m. Get the code, and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
My husband and I started a business together, and I had no idea where to start when it came to payroll. And a friend of mine recommended Patriot, and I have not looked back since. It was extremely user-friendly. I was actually able to understand it and run everything extremely well. And anytime I've had a question, they have been so quick to answer and help me. I definitely recommend it to anyone who is looking for a payroll software that is easy to use, user-friendly, and really offers everything that you need when it comes to something that's beneficial for your business.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Hey, here's an equation that you are really going to like, and it all adds up to big savings. So get out your pen and paper. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It is basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires eco bill and auto pay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Mobile savings compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920machine.com.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers, celebrating your 42nd anniversary. Tell me how Robert Irwin Jewelers began.
42 years ago, my uncle Robert and my dad Irwin moved Robert Irwin Jewelers from New York City to Memphis, Tennessee.
So how are we celebrating?
So how about this? You get to pick any one item in my store, excluding watches and loose diamonds, and you get 42% off.
Engagement ring?
You know it's the perfect time to get engaged.
Oh, I do know that.
And get 24 months no interest financing for qualified purchases.
42% off any one item for your 42nd anniversary. Thank you, Howie.
Thank you, Memphis.
Christian Brothers University is committed to preparing graduates to address complex problems and deliver innovative solutions on the job. We offer flexible degrees and graduate certificates that work for you. Interested in getting an MBA or master's degree in education? Maybe you're considering advancing your career with a grad certificate in engineering management or data analytics. Or maybe our physician's assistant program has your interest. Get details by attending CBU's upcoming graduate information session. Register online at cbu.edu/graduate. That's cbu.edu/graduate.
Hey, 45 Germantown, that's where I work out, and that's where you should be working out, too. If you're looking for something different, something challenging, something where you're going to absolutely 100% get results, that's where you need to go. Every day, it's different. Every workout, it's different. You're never going to go and do the same thing twice, and that's one of the best things about F45 Germantown. It's high-intensity interval training. I've been doing it for about 8 months now. I'm down 10 to 12 pounds. It is awesome. Right now, they have the 8-week challenge going on. All you have to do to get involved is text FREE to 901-421-6087. During the last challenge that they had a guy gain 3.3 pounds of muscle. Another guy had a 28% change in body fat percentage. And another guy lost 31 pounds. These challenges, they're designed to get results, and that's exactly what they do. It's free to sign up. All you got to do, like I said, text the word FREE, 901-421-6087. Get involved. You're going to get results. You're going to be challenged. You're going to have a lot of fun. F45 Germantown, get started today.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Enjoy the best of Chef Kelly English with today's Perks Deal. Half off $25 gift certificates to the second line. Complete with Memphis-inspired New Orleans favorites. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Essential Suites, I'll be headed over there very soon because I'm trying to bring the wifey something sweet tonight. 2811 Bartlett Boulevard's the sweetest place in Memphis. You should know it by now. Memphian Christopher Gray, his wife, they're bringing you the most exquisite sweets in the city. I guarantee it. If you don't believe me, you can go check it out at quintessentialsuites.com or just make your way over there. Like I said, at 2811 Bartlett Boulevard, they've got everything, John, from the traditional funnel cake to, John, the more luxurious, if you'd like, s'mores funnel cake, strawberry cheesecake. Ooh, I better not steal all of it, all your thunder.
Yeah. You don't even have to get let CJ out of the cage to get some of the best sweets in the city. You ain't got to take them to the fair. You can get all of them at Quintessential Sweets. They got the great funnel cakes like you mentioned. Why don't you just do the rest of it? I mean, you want to talk about the sweets so much, but they are great. I get it, man. You got the cookies and cream. You got the s'mores, the turtle, strawberry shortcake, strawberry cheesecake, funnel cake, and as well, you don't want to leave these out, the deep-fried Twinkies and the Oreos as well. Mm-mm.
They do make the best funnel cake in Memphis. And y'all know the funnel cakes. We all get them at the fair. But I tell you what, how about a s'mores funnel cake? Imagine that. Imagine a strawberry cheesecake funnel cake. You can only get it over at Quintessential Sweets. Again, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard, or you can check them out online at quintessentialsweets.com. Go see what our man Christopher Gray is cooking up for you.
All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
A couple of things. Grizzlies tonight at the Thunder. I figured Brad might take that one, though. But they'll wrap up the preseason on Friday at San Antonio and then open up the regular season next Wednesday at Miami. The home opener next Friday at the Chicago Bulls. But we're getting close, ladies and gentlemen, to official, much like we are with the Tigers basketball season, we're getting close to official basketball around here. But again, Grizzlies at the Thunder tonight. You can hear it here.
We're going to have it. Pregame at 6:30. So there you go. I'll be listening to 92.9. And after I do the F45 that Mr. Martin just recommended.
Yes.
They have a 6:30 class tonight. So if you want to join me, come on out for that.
And you can work out Brad Carson.
Oof.
Get ready.
You look in better shape now.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Really?
I've been noticing.
The energy is up. It is actually working. So it is hard as hell. But it does work, like you said. And I'm going to watch the game tonight. Sometimes I enjoy these years because, frankly, tickets are easier to get at lower prices. But I do use official ticket vendors, as we learned from Jason Smith.
Yes,
so,
smart.
John, what do you got?
Listen, I've already seen it, but I highly recommend that you guys check it out as well. It's probably available on all the ESPN platforms. But the story of DeAndre Hopkins and his mom, that was on Get Up this morning by Mina Kimes. That was powerful.
The way she lost her sight
and tragic
is scary.
Unbelievable.
Yes, tragic.
And I was praying. I was praying that please don't let this be, you know, a domestic situation. Right. You know, unfortunately, it turns out to be. If you didn't see it, basically what happens was she was seeing this guy and a woman comes out of his house. They're arguing. And this woman throws this concoction on her face.
Clorox and something else that burn her face off.
And it burned her face off, and she lost her vision.
Right.
Just absolutely awful. But resilience, resiliency is the story here. And she's at every game, and she's supporting him. And, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, who's now a member of your fantasy team, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Said that it motivated him, you know, and so in a very strange way, it's one of those things, man. Life can be crazy sometimes. But you should definitely check out the story. It's up on ESPN.com. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Jeff Goodman. Thanks to Mark Giannato. And thanks to Anthony Singh. Giannato and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Tennessee has always been a state of pioneers. Hardworking folks just trying to find simple ways to protect their families. Which is why so many Tennesseans trust us. Need individual plans, including dental and vision? Or you're a small business owner and want family coverage? No problem. Just click FBHP.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love to play golf but hate the expense of each round, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that Irene Golf and Country Club has a deal for you. Their low-cost memberships come with unlimited championship course play and access to the driving range range, pool, and fitness center. It's fun for the entire family. Just sign in and you sit. And if you're 35 or under, you can take advantage of the junior executive offer that's only $140 a month. And if you join now, it's only $100 a month from now until December for any membership, limited membership excluded. That's at Irene Golf and Country Club, because you deserve the country club lifestyle, located off Hex Cross near Shelby Drive, online, IreneGolfCC.com.
Hi there, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. If you're looking for a great place on a Thursday night, join us for Tacos and Tunes on our patio from 6:30 to 9:30. Enjoy the great atmosphere and live music as you relax on our downtown patio. Unwind from the day and get ready for the weekend with $2 tacos featuring Claybrook Farms and Lake's Catfish and special summer cocktails. Thursdays on the patio at Felicia Suzanne's. We're located on Main Street between Monroe and Madison Avenues with parking on Front Street. Visit Felicia Suzanne.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
Now that I've hung up the cleats, I like to wear a more comfortable shoe. In fact, I like to wear the most comfortable shoe, Skechers Slip-Ons. Skechers Slip-Ons are simply the best. For one thing, there's no laces, so they just slip right on. Then there's the Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam. It cradles your feet and provides unbelievable comfort that lasts all day long. Skechers Slip-Ons are the most comfortable, easy-to-wear shoes I've ever worn.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with Air-Cooled Memory Foam today. Skechers, comfort included.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.